And well, from that was a tool. From there, we went into, I told you, Belgium and then Germany. We went through Germany, and it was April 5th. We got a radio message that there was a communication center that had to be taken. And they sent, we had an infantry battalion and our armored division part of it. And they went and they radioed back that it wasn't a communication center, but a concentration camp. And this was in a place called Ohrdruf, Ohrdruf, Germany, outside of Gotha, G-O-T-H-A. And they said to send all the medics, all the doctors, the nurses, we had a field hospital attached to the division, to send all the medics there. Well, we went in, you know, about an hour or so later, and when we got to the camp, there were about 60 bodies, and you'll see the pictures. I gave the pictures out. There were about 60 bodies just strewn all over the place. They were either shot in the back or clubbed to death. They were people that were survived. And what the Germans did, they loaded a couple trucks that they had with the survivors and they took them to another camp. They didn't want them to be liberated even at the end. And when we got there, we saw the bodies were still warm and there was pools of blood. They clubbed them and shot them in the back, machine gunned them. And they took so many of them, they moved them to another camp, to a camp where there was like a gas chamber. This was a small camp. It didn't have much. And what they did, they burned them on a hill. And there's pictures that are shown there. But anyway, we stayed there about an hour. You know, I spoke to some of a few Jewish survivors, but most of them were either gypsies or Belgian, French, Polish, Russians. A lot of Polish in the camp. And we left, that was April 5th. And we went about another week. In fact, it was April 12th. I remember I was on the radio when we got we heard that President Roosevelt died. And then we were right outside of Buchenwald, in Weimar, near Weimar, Germany, where the Constitution was formed. And we went into the camp. The 6th Armored Division was there before us. And we went into the camp and we saw thousands. So this was a major camp. There were maybe 50,000-60,000 survivors there. In fact, that's where Elie Wiesel was when we got there. I never met him, but he was in one of the barracks. And I took pictures there with my friend, and we went into the rooms where the bodies were staying. I have to go back to Ohrdruf. When I went, we were there only an hour or so, and there was a memorandum.
At Ohrdruf.
Ohrdruf, the other camp. There was a memorandum from General Eisenhower that he wanted all available troops to see the concentration camp, to see why we were fighting. Well, we got there naturally, you know, you take a few days off, a few hours off from the radio. We went in there, and we were walking around. We saw General Eisenhower came in with General Bradley and a few other officers. And he went into this room and he got sick. He came out and he said he can't understand killing children. He says, the senseless thing. He says, can you think of one of these young people that were killed? Could have been a scientist that found the cure for cancer. I remember him saying that.